summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 9:14 a.m. Melissa Idris and Ibrahim Sani here with you on The Morning Run. We have Bharat Joshi, the head of investments for Indonesia at Aberdeen Asset Management. He joins us now on the line from Jakarta. Ibrahim, over to you.
Good morning, Bharat. Let's focus on the terrorism in Jakarta last week. What were the reasons the market being resilient in weathering this event?
Morning. Actually, there was some volatility post the terror attack. I mean, the rupiah depreciated by about 100 rupees, and then we saw the index just fall by a little bit, slightly less than 1%. But then actually things came to some calm in the market when BI, which is basically about 500 meters away from the terror attack, sat down and actually, which they do their monthly interest rates meetings, and they decided to cut interest rates by 25 bits. And so that actually, and there was a bit, I mean, we knew that BI was going to cut rates this year, but the speed of the cut that happened very early of the year came to a surprise to many, and that actually boosted up the index upwards, and it's actually quite healthy because as Indonesia is going through this decline in inflation, given the falling weak oil prices, it's actually very good that BI is cutting rates.
Now, Jakarta is no foreign to terror attacks, but will this actually stop foreign funds from coming into the country?
This is if everyone, I mean anyone that remembers Indonesia, terror attacks, it's quite common in the past. We have seen the Asian crisis in 97, then we had the two bombings in 2004, 2005, then the Bali attacks, and then now this terror attack. So Indonesia is fairly resilient in terms of, you know, because I think investors basically overcome this short-term volatility, and they know that the fundamentals of the country is still very, very strong. But Indonesia has seen foreign outflows in the past 3 years, and this largely stems from fundamental issues where Indonesia has twin deficits, both on the current account and the budget deficit. But this has slowly receded backwards, so it has improved. So hopefully investors will be attracted to some of the fundamentals.
Let's shift our focus to the oil industry. Indonesia is in the OPEC, and now, right now, the oil is hovering about $27 per barrel. What will Indonesia gain from being in the OPEC under current circumstances?
It's an interesting time that Indonesia is coming into the market when there's so much supply. So Indonesia has been suspended itself for the last 7.5 years from OPEC. And given the decline in output production, they produce about 800,000 barrels a day, which is half of that is basically consumed in, well, of the consumption of half of Indonesia's consumption. They actually import another 850,000 barrels. It's definitely going to change the dynamics because Indonesia's re-entry would have to go back into the total volume that OPEC produces. But the other challenge is also Iran that comes in now with an additional supply of 500,000 barrels. So I think we're going to be in a glut situation given the weaker demand, which most are actually expecting going forward.
So we saw China trying to improve ties with the Middle East, especially with Iran. Do you think Indonesia will do the same with Iran?
I really doubt so. I think, Indonesia wants to re-enter this pact and build relationships because this has to basically secure supply. I think, production rates are actually declining. Oil fields reserves are actually declining in Indonesia, and Indonesia is consuming a lot more oil than they did 10 years ago. So I think it's more on securing supply than anything else.
With the commodity prices crashing right now, would the fixed income scenario change in the future?
I think commodity prices have been declining. It's just started this year, but it's been declining for the last 3 to 4 years, and the excesses are actually still working its way through. And I think people will turn a lot more positive once they hear about some of the small mines and commodities start going bankrupt, and it's all a matter of consolidation. So in terms of fixed income, a lot of the mine companies in Indonesia actually borrow US dollars. So, you know, you're going to see default rates in some of this US dollar mine companies, and hopefully that will clear off some of the old stock, and then consolidation happens, and then prices do stabilize.
Very quickly, we have some news on Bank Raya Indonesia, or BRI, planning to set up a bond sale next month. What is the environment right now, and will this bond sale attract the kind of investors that they want?
I think going forward, what you're going to hear a lot is a lot of the SOEs in Indonesia tapping the market for long-term bond issuance. And the reason for this is because there's a tightening of liquidity from the government side. The government doesn't have sufficient funds to actually splurge and take up some of this infrastructure spending. So the banks like BRI will go out and tap money to increase their, you know, their assets on the liability side, and then, you know, to lend onwards. Then the SOEs and the construction sector will start tapping the market to you know, undertake large long-term infrastructure projects. So that will continue.
Right. Thank you. That was Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia from Aberdeen Asset Management. And now Melissa Idris speaks to Ben Lebrun, Market Analyst at Option Express in Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!